learning the laws of the 9 days, specifically on Erev Tisha B'Av, that there are additional restrictions which are unique to Erev Tisha B'Av. The Ramah tells us, "V'nohagu shol lilmod be'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elach," that as soon as we reach the midday point, which is approximately 1 o'clock p.m., at that moment, one is no longer allowed to learn Torah, except ki'im b'dvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av, excluding things which are permissible to be learned, in which they all have the common theme that it discusses tragedy, the misfortune, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Anything which has those themes are allowed to be learned. But anything else is not allowed to be learned. The question is, why not? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Torah misamachas halev, that the Torah has the capacity of making a person happy. And therefore, on Tisha B'Av, and also on Erev Tisha B'Av in the preparation, from midday on, one is not allowed to have such simcha. And therefore, one has to refrain from learning. Mikol makom, nonetheless, he says, kol ze enu medina, deha mutter be'erev Tisha B'Av medina kol hachmishei nuyim. The reality is, this is not according to the absolute letter of the law, that it's absolutely forbidden, even though we do refrain from learning such things that could possibly gladden the heart. Because after all, if we think about what happens on midday, on Erev Tisha B'Av, on the typical year we're talking about now, one is still allowed to engage in all of the Chamisha Inuyim, all the 5 things which can cause affliction: eating, drinking, anointing, etc., wearing leather shoes. So therefore, the question is, why would we then make an exception when it comes to learning, if after all we see one is allowed to conduct themselves in a regular fashion on Erev Tisha B'Av with regard to these 5 things? So then why should we say we shouldn't learn? Therefore, it's not really absolute that it's 100% in halacha that it's usser. V'ikra hatam mishum deha yachlum advarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av. But the difference is that since you are allowed to learn other things, it's not that we're saying don't learn, but we're telling you that don't learn things which are misameach. Don't learn topics and subject matter which can uplift you and make you feel good. So therefore, it's not such an issue for us to tell you not to learn, because we're not telling you really not to learn, we're just telling you to try to refrain from things which can bring joy. So the Ber Halacha discusses this, quoting the words of the Taz, and says, "The Isser shel hatinokos ein hatam mishum shehem samechim." The question is, are kids allowed to learn? Well, there's no school, unless you're in summer school, I guess. Not sure how many yeshivas have summer school in the month of Av. But nonetheless, because of the issue of simcha, that's not a reason why children should not be able to learn. And he quotes, says the Taz, "Devadai ein lehem simcha." Certainly, when it comes to a kid who enjoys being anywhere but in school, there's no real simcha when it comes to their learning. It's something which apparently is hopefully developed in older age. So then, why does the Taz tell us that even children should not learn on this time? Well, mishum hamalamid shesameach b'divrei Torah kishalomid imahem ad kanoshanu. He says it's not because of the kids per se. If you can get them to learn on their own, good luck. But the reality is that you're probably only going to be able to be successful in them learning is if you teach them. And the problem is, if I'm teaching them, then I will be given the pleasure and enjoyment, the fulfillment of teaching in general, and teaching Torah specifically. And therefore, even children who may not necessarily have that same enjoyment, that same level of simcha, when it comes to learning, nonetheless, they're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av either. So, it's brought down in the Ber Heitev, building on what the Mishnah Berurah talked about, that the question is, how about when it comes to this year? So on this year, Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. So on Shabbos, we already learned that even when it comes to the last meal, which we can call the Sudim HaSekis, or we can call the Shal Shudas, you're allowed to even eat meat and drink wine. And in fact, if one refrains from eating meat and drinking wine, we learned, And the reason why I refrain from eating meat or drinking wine when it comes to the moments before Tisha B'Av on Shabbos is because I can't bring myself to do it. I'm in a state of avelus. That's a mistake. And it's wrong. So, is there an exception? Is it any different when it comes to Erev Tisha B'Av falling out on Shabbos? So the Ramah tells us as follows. He says, V'lchein, imchal b'Shabbos, ein omrim pirkei avos, v'chein lo yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av. Going out of order, he says that on Erev Tisha B'Av in general, one should not be yitayel. You should not go on these hikes and strolls on the beach. It's a time of seriousness. But the first part, which we just read, says that if it happens to be that on Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, or in this situation, the 8th of Av, Ein Omrim Perkei Avos. Right? So clear, you're not supposed to be learning, even though it's Shabbos. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Hainu, Afil Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, Ein Omrim Perkei Avos Shehu Kalim B'Torah. So this is referring to, for those who have in the summer months, to learn an entire perek, and it's learned extremely fast after mincha, which is in the Siddur, purposely after mincha, because that's the minhag of some, to learn an entire perek. And therefore, you can imagine, you're learning it, but you're kind of learning it like, if I can compare it to B'mem Adlikin on Friday night. So is that really considered learning, or am I just kind of like davening it up? So the Mishnah Berurah, understating the words of the Ramah, understand that this is also a form of Lima Torah. V'hainu achar chatzos, specifically after midday. V'kodem chatzos mutter b'lima Torah fil kishochol b'shabbos. This whole issue is after midday, again around approximately 1 o'clock or so this year, that before chatzos is not an issue whatsoever. So it's clear the Mishnah Berurah is understanding that when it says that Ein Omrim Perkei Avos on Shabbos, it's not referring to having a lengthy discourse and a shiur, understanding the depth of it. That goes without saying, according to what the Ramah says. It's telling you, even if you're just going to just read it as one customarily does, that's also something which should not be done. So the Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Taz, and says that he has a big problem with this. You can imagine. We're not going to be able to finish this, but we'll at least discuss the question today. But Taz mefakpik ma'od al menias halimud b'shabbos. Very difficult. Taz has this issue of telling people not to learn. In general is an issue. We're not telling them not to learn, but on Shabbos, we're telling them not to learn, which is even more strange. He says, the reality is, if you learn whatever you want to learn, even things which are not Tisha B'Av related, even things which are not Beis HaMikdash related, you're not going to lose out. Lo hifsid scharo. V'anafil k'shechol erev Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. V'kol shekein k'shechol erev Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. V'nirin appears the ishlis mochal zeh. The Mishnah Berurah says that one could certainly rely on the opinion of the Taz. Achri nefil k'shechol b'chol kam achrona mekilin. That even if it would be the Erev Tisha B'Av is a weekday, some people are leaning to even learn past Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av. But the Taz certainly is a difficulty, and we're going to stop with this question, is that we've been learning up until this point that when it comes to Shabbos, we're not allowed to show any signs of mourning for Hesed. Not allowed to publicly show any signs of mourning. So the question is, and this is, I believe, one of the problems that Taz has, and the Ber Heitu is going to discuss this at greater length, we'll discuss tomorrow, is that how is it possible that we can tell people to act differently on Shabbos, when we've been discussing all up until this point that one on Shabbos is never allowed to act differently, even if it's Tisha B'Av itself falls out on Shabbos. And therefore, for this reason, as we said, the Taz is of the opinion that certainly one is allowed to learn whatever they would like to learn, even after Chatzos, but of course, we'll have to understand the reasoning of the Ramah better tomorrow.